Welcome to Group Dates and Hot Takes. I'm Sampy.
I'm Christy.
Let's talk about The Bachelor. Cue the sexy music, because it's fantasy suites. Ooh, the overnights, the sexy times, the real time for digging deep and saying, I love you.
Yeah, that some of that did happen, I think.
All of that happened. And more.
Look, we can only speculate.
This is always so much of a peak for contestants. This is their chance to have pure, unfiltered conversation without Jesse's watchful eye upon them. No producers, just two people saying they're falling in love with each other. It's great.
Yeah, this time we also introduced some golden ladies. Who, by the way, they were filming this while Gary's season was airing, so they did not know who these women were.
I mean, are you surprised?
No, it's just funny to me. They're like, oh, it's Leslie, it's Susan or whatever. They kind of have to like pretend to be excited or know who they are.
I mean, multiple times. Even it was just funny to me how they referenced it. Who was it? I think it was Daisy. During her evening portion with Joey was like, yeah, I met with like the person from Golden.
I think one of them called Golden Lady or something.
Yes, totally organic and definitely a great strong connection. I mean, what a sweet gig though. Like get flown to Mexico for a, you know, 10-minute conversation.
Yeah. I mean, they're riding the wave.
Apparently a bit of mixed results with Leslie, I feel like, but we'll get to that. First of all, I mean, we're down to three people here. That's kind of crazy. Rachel, Kelsey, and Daisy. Man, good for them. So sad for Maria, though.
Yeah, it was a bummer.
I mean, they definitely needed to get her eliminated before Women Tell All, though.
Yeah, so either last week or eliminated at third place, I guess.
But so this season, my issue with that is it seems like, because isn't Women Tell All this coming week, right?
Yeah, but they're going to start off with the end, the cliffhanger, I think.
Right.
So what I heard, assume. What I heard was that whoever gets eliminated, like at this upcoming rose ceremony, gets brought out like partway through the tell-all to like, I think they kind of did that similar with like Golden Bachelor. So third place finisher will be at the tell-all, just not quite the whole time, maybe. So I guess maybe Hometowns was the perfect spot for Maria to exit.
Yeah, because they want her there for the entirety of Women Tell All, because that's gotta be the main source of conversation.
Yeah, there was no other drama this season, so like she couldn't make top two.
Oh man, I just really am not looking forward to seeing Sydney again.
Wow.
That may be a little mean, but it's just anyway.
So Joey is still worried, as he has been all season, about, you know,
getting rejected.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's a fear we all have and can empathize with. But, you know, after getting dumped by Charity, it's even stronger for this poor man. But, I mean, check out this location. I mean, those poor Bachelor in Paradise people. The regular seasons and other reality shows go to such nice places, have such grand accommodations, and then Bachelor in Paradise is like, and you guys get to live in a shack.
I mean, basically. That always bothered me.
Yeah, because Tulum, Mexico, and seems like some real nice digs there.
Yeah, we start with Susan and Rachel.
Well, Rachel, okay, don't give too much credit to Susan. We only see her for a brief time, but
yeah, just with the chat.
I also love when, and maybe they couldn't find a better place for this, but it's always funny to me when they set up a filming opportunity like this, right, where they're going, oh, we're bringing in Susan to give Rachel some great advice, but they've set up their shot so Susan has to, like, walk a quarter of a mile to get to Rachel, and so it's just, they're like, oh, and pan to Susan as she, like, power walks over because it's so far.
Yeah, maybe they should have started a little closer.
I enjoy stuff like that. It's like, maybe we could have filmed in a little, like, hallway nook so you can just, like, pan as she's coming around the corner. But how did you think this conversation went? I mean, it seemed more positive than other Golden Bachelor conversations.
Yeah, I mean, not a ton here. I mean, we did learn that Rachel's previous relationship ended in cheating.
Oh, boy.
I don't think we had known that before. So Susan's basically like, let your guard down, say what you feel, which is good advice. I mean, what more can she really say? I mean, she doesn't know her, doesn't really know Joey, so,
you know, neither of them know each other. I mean, she could have said, all your worst nightmares will probably come true.
Well,
no, she didn't. She look, and we all know, right? We all know that Susan is a larger than life, very positive force of nature. So of course she was going to come in there strong and be like, yeah, you know, you got this. Be yourself, that sort of stuff. That's really all that I feel like is worth mentioning for that. And then we go right into love with Joey and Rachel. So let's talk about their wonderful, beautiful date.
So they went to a cenote, which we've seen before
so many times, which, to be fair, I think there are a lot of cenotes in Mexico. It's a fairly common feature, at least in a lot of the areas that tourists end up there, which they're very cool. I mean, I have been in a cenote.
But instead of just getting in, we have to jump off of gradually higher and higher platforms.
Well, because it's all an analogy, right? It's we are taking this leap of faith together as we grow in our feelings and love for each other.
It's an expensive analogy.
It's, I don't know how expensive it is necessarily.
Well, this time it was.
That wasn't any more expensive. They're in Mexico.
Loss of time, angst, pain.
Well, I mean, the lower platforms went fine. Higher platform did not go quite so fine.
No, she smacked her jaw. She could barely open her mouth in a lot of pain.
Which this was a little unexpected for me because it didn't look to me like she had gone in the water in a way that would injure herself. Because, right, when you jump from high up, water can be pretty hard. Mm-hmm. The higher you are, the harder the water is, which is why, you know, you maintain a slim profile. You know, you keep your legs straight as you hit the water, I believe it's Flushed Away would tell you. Great movie, animated, everybody loves it. But I would have assumed more of like a face plant type, like belly flop, to end in that result. But it looked more like she went in pretty normally for somebody jumping off of a high platform into water. But somehow she managed to get her face as she went in. And yeah, she just... not comfortable, to put it mildly.
Yeah, I feel like we didn't get a super great camera angle of it, so.
But I feel like, isn't this in some ways the best possible outcome?
I mean, I didn't think so.
Well, that's because you don't like getting injured. And to be fair, nobody really does. But, I mean, think of it this way. This is so much more of a unique date than it would have been. I mean, how many bachelor contestants have gotten this cenote date? So many. So many over the years. How many have gotten a cenote date, jumped in, almost broke their jaw, and got to go to the hospital with the lead? I mean...
it didn't seem like it was fun, though. The whole demeanor was like kind of down and like, oh no, we've like wasted all this time, and it seemed sad. And
yes, but Christy, the point at this stage is no longer just to have fun. Okay, we have to peel back the layers of the onion. We have to see the truth, the realness underneath. And so being in that circumstance allowed her to be vulnerable with him and progress things. I mean, how can you not like that outcome? Versus if you're just happily jumping into the cenote all day, where's the depth in that? Where's the vulnerability?
I just think the whole ordeal might have stunted the growth and opening up, because now we're all preoccupied with her injury.
I mean, that is possible, but I also think it potentially revealed some things about her to him and gave her the opportunity to be vulnerable in a way that she had previously been holding back in. And that's the sort of thing that can really strengthen your connection. So, I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of positives in this.
I don't know. I mean, it continued at night where she was, like, blaming herself and mentioned, like, trying to catch up on time with him. So I guess from her perspective, she feels behind because of it.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, on her side of things, she gets this brief amount of time, and then he goes off and sleeps with other women and builds those connections, and so she doesn't want him to just think of her negatively. But I mean, look, she didn't actually break her jaw. Big positive there. She was able to open up some and be vulnerable, so he gave her the overnight card, I guess, for lack of a better word. So they still got the main the main real fantasy suites mm-hmm. time. So I don't know. I guess I'm struggling to see this as a big negative for her. As much as I realize how, from her perspective, it really could be, and really feels like it is. I don't know that it actually is.
Yeah, maybe at the end of the day, maybe not overall.
Yeah, because like Joey gets to the end of these and he's thinking about it and he's like, man, Rachel like basically broke her face being adventurous with me, and it didn't stop her from being able to open up and share her feelings about how like she was worried that it was going to keep us from building our connection, and we still had a great fantasy suite overnight. Like, I don't know. I just, especially with Kelsey circling the drain, I feel like Rachel's in a pretty good spot. Will I eat my words?
Wait, you think Kelsey is circling the drain?
Well, just with the whole circumstances this episode. A little bit. I think she's in danger.
Okay.
You don't agree no. with me? You don't agree with me?
I don't think so, no.
I don't know. I just, once you start freaking out like that, it makes it difficult to come back. But then, you know all the spoilers. So you're like, oh, actually, Rachel went home. And it's just Daisy and Kelsey there. So you know nothing.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah, you refuse to speak about spoilers, which is real great. But that is something that I did end this episode worrying for Kelsey a bit. I guess I wouldn't say circling the drain. I wouldn't put it that strongly. I apologize. It was just kind of how it came out at first. But there's just some worrying developments.
Mm-hmm.
Anything?
You didn't have much more about their date, really. I mean, next morning, things seem fine.
Yeah.
Pleasant.
I mean, it was a pretty quick morning segment, which can be concerning. But I also just think of the facade we get. It's always interesting to me, right? Because we always like open up, oh, it's the next morning, and we just have these wonderful lovers in bed with each other discussing these wonderful things and reveling in their love for each other. And it's like, you know, I feel like at this point, it's probably like late morning because production had to come and set up all their gear. Like, I'm sure they've both been up for hours and have actually already eaten breakfast like 2-3 hours ago. And then he leaves in the morning, but it's probably like lunchtime by the time he actually leaves because of all the filming stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's, contrary to what this show shows, there is like a day between. So he doesn't like leave with Rachel and head straight to Kelsey.
Well, so that as well. But it's just, it's funny how all of this is anchored in time, supposedly. But like, in reality, it seems like it's actually played very fast and loose because of how long filming takes. Like the rose ceremony is like, it's always like mid-morning of the next day by the time they finish that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Really wonderful. I hope that she continues here, so she's been able to do what it takes and that her chances didn't actually get ruined. I guess we'll find out next week. But how about Leslie, huh? Leslie and Kelsey, two peas in a pod.
Yeah, they both lost their mothers young. So after Kelsey reveals she's in love with Joey, Leslie's like, hold up, let's not get too ahead of ourselves. I was really confident I didn't get chosen, and I wish I wasn't so confident.
Yes, that's what Leslie was telling her.
So always have something in the back of your head that you might not be it.
That way, if you are chosen, it's really wonderful. But if you're not, then you're not destroyed.
It was quite a downer.
so depressing.
Leslie's like fresh off her Gary heartbreak.
And I know.
She's
why?
Like, Let me warn the next person.
Why did they choose her? I mean.
I don't know.
I love Leslie as much as anybody, but you can't do that.
She's the wrong person to bring down.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure the internet really loved that advice.
Yep. So now that's got Kelsey worried, rolling around in the back of her head, as we'll see manifest later. Oh,
goodness gracious. I just... That is so terrible. I'm sorry. That's just, that is so comically horrible. You're just like, hey, Kelsey, I see you're in a vulnerable place, kind of on the edge of the cliff already. Let me just give you a nice shove off of it. Off of the psychological cliff you are currently standing on the edge of. Oh, that's so terrible.
So Kelsey and Joey head out on a boat. They seem really comfortable around each other to me. Mm-hmm. Lots of joking around. They eventually jump in the water. I think there was like some stingray or something down there. So just a good day portion.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, nice clear. It seemed like fairly shallow water as well. So a lot of beautiful sea creatures and turtles and stingrays and love and kisses. And I mean, her hair got absolutely trashed by the water.
Joey said it was still great though.
Yeah, but you like see her in her ITMs after the fact and it's just like,
well, she has curly-ish hair.
And it's also such
humid.
Long hair.
Yeah, and it's like actually her hair. It's not like extensions.
It's so long.
She has a lot of hair.
I mean, I'm a little jealous.
It's a great mane.
Yeah. I need to get myself hair like that. It's very impressive. Love it.
So at the night portion, Kelsey does tell him what Leslie said, which I thought was interesting. So Joey said he thought it was 100% him with Charity, so he can relate. But this eventually ends with Kelsey telling Joey she loves him. And Joey talks about how this is scary to share, but he is falling in love with her.
Wow.
So Kelsey is like over the moon, beaming, excited. Couldn't be happier.
For now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Still.
Yeah, real great. Just, I mean, he's starting to verbalize some of these things as we're getting to the end.
I mean, this can be a dangerous game, as we've seen with previous bachelors, if you say it too many times.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because that is the, you know, despite my hopefulness and my optimism for Rachel, that is something that concerns me, because for both Kelsey and Daisy, he said something to the effect of like, yeah, I've been falling for you, and like I've been feeling this way for a long time, and it's just like it's really solidified, or however he put it, for both of them. So I am a bit concerned that Rachel broke her face for nothing. But I mean, you never know. But it could cause problems. sharing those types of things with more than one person.
So, I thought their, I guess, fantasy suite part seemed to go very well.
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, they're making breakfast. I feel like Joey has never looked happier. He even had that, like, tired, happy look. I was like, okay, they definitely did it.
Wow. Wow.
I was like, something went down overnight there.
Great conversation.
I just...
Vulnerability.
There was a totally different vibe the morning after with Kelsey than there was with Rachel. Like, not even close to me.
I mean, we also just got a lot more footage as well, which, like I was saying before, it's like, how long did it take them to set up all of those angles and get the lighting so that we could get this totally organic moment of them
making breakfast?
Making breakfast.
Really, he broke his egg.
That's disappointing. You can't be just throwing shells in your eggs.
Well, they were doing the best they could.
I know. Especially since they were so tired from doing it, as you would say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To me, watching this, it just seems like Maria is a distant third in terms of, like, just the way he is with them.
Well, you don't know that. He didn't do it with Maria.
I mean, it didn't seem like it to me.
Maybe he'd be even more happy tired.
Well, that just feeds into the distant third theory.
I don't know. I don't know about that. And were you meaning Rachel?
Yes.
Or actually meaning Maria?
No, that's Rachel.
Because that's what I was saying. Is I feel like there would have been some fireworks.
Oh, if it had been Maria.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we needed her for the women tell all. Yeah. So, sorry.
You had to go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with you that there is a certain feeling of things maybe being stronger here. And again, that maybe that's just because we keep getting shortchanged on Rachel footage. It's been this whole season. This whole dang season. I wonder what Rachel thinks about that. Like, if she's watched this season back and been like, where? Like, I had all these moments. Wait, where is...
Yeah, I made it to Fantasy Suites.
Where is...
For a reason.
It's like, I had so many dates with this man. Where is...
She's probably not thrilled.
I know, especially if it affected those Insta stats.
Oh, yeah, she is far behind.
So unfortunate.
But, you know, that's par for the course for contestants of color.
I wasn't going to say it.
But if you look at the stats, numbers don't lie.
Look, we are making great, great progress here. Bachelor Nation, we are righting wrongs. We are being racially inclusive. Okay. I mean, we've had a black bachelor.
We've had one.
Uh-huh. And look, we've had multiple black bachelorettes now.
Yeah, they can hang their hat on that one at least.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and we had a person of color make it to Fantasy Suites.
Wow, just groundbreaking.
Uh-huh, yeah. Progress takes time, Christy.
So many years.
Uh-huh, yeah. 20, or however, however long it is. Yeah, it's real great. I mean, I feel like I would have chosen Rachel just to get access to those sweet barbecues. Like the I mean, that's not the right term for it, I'm sure. But I mean, whole smoked pig. Mm. And you know what they say, like a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. So
I guess that was the most appealing hometown date then.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm not the bachelor, so I don't matter. But Daisy had a more positive Golden Bachelor pep talk.
Yeah, I mean, Sandro just basically is like, turn on the sex appeal. I think she called it sexual oomph.
Yeah, she's like, okay, so I need you to understand me right now. You need to seduce him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Look, we love Sandra. Sandra's great. And this was definitely way, way better advice than what Kelsey got. Sorry, Kelsey.
That's such sabotage.
Oh, so great. Uh-huh. Wow.
So Daisy meets up with Joey before they like take off. She's like, one more thing, and puts Sandra's advice to use right away.
Yep. She's like, I have to kiss you more. Yeah. And I mean, they always, so many women jumping into arms. It's just so
standard.
So funny to me.
Only on The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they ride an ATV.
Oh, so adventurous.
Yep, culminating with an outdoor shower makeout session.
Mm-hmm. Which I always just laugh at this sort of thing, because it feels like so many times you'll have this moment where from an ITM they'll put in voiceover from the contestant. Yeah, I just need to be like more vulnerable. Like we need to go deeper, something like that. And then it just cuts to them just like hands and mouths all over each other. It's like it's like, yeah, we really need to have those deep conversations. Yeah. And that's exactly what happened here. You just cut to this, like, big outdoor shower, and they're just tongues down each other's throats, like, feeling butts, like.
Hey, they had to get clean after their ATV ride. They were muddy.
You don't need to get that clean, okay? You don't need to clean so thoroughly and inside.
Well, they're just being thorough, I guess.
Yeah, I know. That made me a little uncomfortable. Like, do we really need to have a camera here?
Felt a little staged, maybe, but...
Well, she's just trying to seduce him.
So, at dinner, Daisy shares her last relationship was with a guy who wasn't emotionally available. So, with Joey, she feels safe to open up, and... We actually learn a tiny bit about Joey here.
Wow.
That I guess he had a girlfriend in Hawaii who taught him to really listen to people, which I guess we are seeing the evidence of on this show. But back then, he wasn't a good boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. And so she dumped him. No, I don't know.
I mean, maybe, but...
It's possible.
So he's now afraid that someone will fall in love with Joey the Bachelor and not... like Joey himself, which I think is a valid fear, because like there's a certain like competition element to this.
Yeah, and there's obviously the pressure as well of being on all the time for filming and always having, you know, putting your best foot forward and always being, you know, gracious and chill and, you know, all of those different things. As well, trying to live up to what production wants you to be, living up to like the storylines that they're trying to put together, you know, just, there's just a lot of pressure there.
So he kind of repeats what he said to Kelsey with, like, been falling in love with you for a while. I am falling in love. Mm-hmm. So two people.
Oh, boy.
This is some scary waters here. Hard to navigate.
Well, at least it's not three or four. Well,
there's that. Also, I thought this was interesting that he was, like, apologizing for just saying, like, I feel the same way. He's like, I actually need to, like, rectify that and, like, say it properly. Yeah. That was cool. So, obviously, they accept, or she accepts the fantasy card.
No.
And, you know, who knows what happened next.
Deep conversation.
Maybe. I couldn't tell after theirs.
Platonic conversation.
I don't know about platonic, but...
I love how convinced you are that Kelsey and Joey had sexual intimacy. You're just like,
I mean, we probably will never know, but if I had to pick one of the three, it would have been Kelsey.
Wow. Well, you know, he loves her wildness.
I was unsure about Daisy's. It's possible that one happened as well, but
hard to say.
And then we see, like, this weird security hotel footage of Kelsey, like, knocking on Joey's door, but he's not there, which, like, obviously they knew he wasn't there. It was kind of a weird...
Well, they wanted to set up the whole... trope that they do sometimes of the letter under the door, like, meet me at the clock tower at midnight sort of deal that they've done in the past. So I'm assuming that's why they had her drop it off, so that it's gonna be like, okay, yes, now you need to meet her in the middle of the night to have this conversation. You can't just have the conversation. You have to build up
the drama
and the angst for her as well. Of like, yeah. Oh my goodness, he's currently having sex with someone else. All right, I guess I'll just put this under his door. Wait till he finishes his sex at the other place. Get back to me.
So that's where we end.
Mm-hmm, yeah, a bit of a cliffhanger. Yeah, I mean, again, I'm a little worried for her. Like, there's a little bit of, like, mental instability in this sort of situation, right, that I feel like doesn't come across super great to a lead, right? If you're like, oh my goodness, we have to talk. I have to tell this to you. It's like, as he was saying, it's like, that doesn't sound good. I'm afraid now. But I guess from how you've been behaving and your body language, seems like that great sex was good enough to overcome the uncertainty caused by her requesting a meeting.
Well, I just think if you're going to pull something like this, you have to be, like, sure that you're, like, one of the top people. Because if you're on the fringe, then you'll probably just get sent home. So, I don't know. I don't really know what the point of, like, writing a note is. Like, what is there really to say at this point? Like, your overnight date went really well.
I mean, sometimes you just need reassurance that the sex you had with the lead was better than the sex the lead had with the other people. You know, sometimes you just need a little reassurance from the lead saying, I know Leslie really messed with your mind, but I really like you still, okay? That was just so horrible. I'm sorry. They needed to get somebody eliminated sooner down there to counsel Kelsey. Someone who wasn't quite as invested, I guess. You know, because I feel like both Sandra and Susan had enough separation that they can kind of live their lives more positively, versus Leslie was closer to the end and also kind of has all of the trauma and baggage of all those previous life situations as well. So not really a great combo when you want a really meaty pep talk. But hopefully she was able to have some nice relaxing time in Tulum, at least.
Yeah, I imagine they all did.
Man, just, yeah.
Do you have a kiss count?
Yeah, 81.
Oh, wow.
Look,
that's a lot.
Daisy wouldn't get off of him, okay? She wouldn't stop. It was ridiculous. Yeah. So I guess next week then we'll get the conclusion to this cliffhanger, presumably as they're watching from the studio, so everyone can get suitably worked up before, you know, we get the brawl refreshed between Maria and Sydney and Leia and all that, and then, you know, bring Rachel out midway through.
So. Yeah, probably something like that.
Uh-huh. Exciting. I really want some bombshells here this next week. I want to see footage confirmation of some of these accusations. We won't get it, I'm sure, but I want it. I want it so bad.
No, Bachelor doesn't do Iranians like that. They should, but they don't.
Maybe one day. Maybe one day. I mean, it could be possible. I mean, we've seen a resurgence. We've seen a return to form here this season. I'm.
Yeah, but Bachelor has never done reunions like they should. There are other networks that do them really well, but they never. The questions they ask are never quite as good. They never show like enough unseen footage, or like roll the tapes kind of thing like other ones do.
Yeah, that is true. All that said, though, I'm very excited by what this current season hopefully means for the franchise as a whole. I'm much more optimistic that Bachelor Nation has been paying a little bit more attention to some of the criticisms that they've been receiving and some of the ways in which we've sort of settled into obscurity over the past few seasons since COVID and are really turning things around. That's what I want. Because, you know, Married at First Sight does not seem to be doing that. They're not taking any of those criticisms to heart, and they're just continuing doing what they've always done. So I'm hopeful for more amazing seasons of Bachelor and Golden Bachelor and Golden Bachelorette and Bachelorette and, you know, RIP Bachelor in Paradise, but it was probably time, you know, all those things. That's kind of a little bit of an end of an era for Bachelor in Paradise, if that really is true, that it's gotten the axe. But, I mean, you replace that with golden seasons, and I think people end up happy.
Yeah, I think so.